Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. What can be done to reduce school violence and stop bullying? Dr. Dorothy S. Blage and psychologists from Illinois, Arizona, and Washington evaluated the impact of the Second Step Student Success Through Prevention Middle School program. Designed to reduce peer aggression and victimization, homophobic name-calling, and sexual violence, such as unwanted sexual touching or talk. They randomly assigned 36 different middle schools, over 3,600 students, to either the program or a control condition. All sixth graders completed self-report instruments measuring bullying, name-calling, and sexual touch both before and after the one-year program that taught problem-solving skills, empathy, and emotion management. The program students were 42% less likely than students in control schools to report physical aggression, but not significantly different in verbal and relational bullying or sexual talk. Further research is needed on effective ways of reducing these. Since the program demonstrates it does reduce physical aggression in adolescents, it gives hope that schools taking time to provide students with this tested program using rich multimedia demonstration, practice and feedback, and skilled training can also achieve reduced physical violence. Parents and teachers, speak up and encourage schools to use proven effective training to reduce peer conflict and violence. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.